Hello, I'm Brennan Knoyer, and welcome to the Windows Week in Review for Friday, May 11th, 2007. Let's take a look at the stories and main news in the world of Windows this past week. Remember, as always, you can read the full articles for all these stories and more at searchwinit.com. Leading off, it's the second week of May, which of course means we just had another Patch Tuesday this past week. Microsoft released seven critical patches on Tuesday, although not everyone is affected equally by the problems. SearchWindowsSecurity.com reports that five exploits have been discovered that affect Internet Explorer, with four of the five affecting Internet Explorer 7 under Windows Vista. The bulletin addresses the uninitialized memory corruption vulnerability problem, which affects only Internet Explorer 6 or earlier. However, Windows Insight Editor and Search Windows Security Guru Sidhar Yingilop warns users not to take this as a sign that Internet Explorer 7 should not be patched. Also, a set of vulnerabilities that affects all of Microsoft Office is affecting some Office 2007 products, although there is a Microsoft Word issue that affects only versions of Word before 2007. Mac users should keep in mind that versions of Microsoft Works and Microsoft Word for the Macintosh are also affected. And there was good news on Patch Tuesday for those dealing with Active Directory. The other big patch this month finally addresses a problem with a vulnerability in Windows DNS Server's RPC system on Windows 2000 Server and Windows Server 2003. This issue had made it possible to attack and take control of the Microsoft DNS service via the RPC remote management function for DNS. A common workaround up to this point was to simply disable remote management via RPC for DNS through a registry edit. Yegilau again warns that if you edited the registry as a workaround, those changes will not be undone when you apply this fix. Basically, you'll need to undo them yourself manually. In other news, Microsoft released more than just patch updates this week. SearchOneIT reports that Microsoft has released Network Monitor 3.1, which is the latest beta of its free network sniffer that includes new features and support for Windows Vista. Network Monitor 3.1 is a protocol analyzer that checks network traffic that it captures from local area networks. It graphically displays the captured data, which IT administrators use to pinpoint trouble spots. The tool includes some interesting new features, such as the ability to trace wireless traffic, an automatic prompt for new releases through Microsoft Update, and an improved user interface, to name a few. For those interested, Network Monitor 3.1 software can be downloaded for free at the Microsoft Connect website. Moving on, SearchOneIT reports that Microsoft execs sketched out plans for a new version of SQL Server, codenamed Katmai, which is expected to ship sometime in 2008. Exactly when that is yet to be seen, as the company says it will depend on feedback received from its community technology previews, or CTPs. Either way, 2008 will fit into the 24 to 36 month release schedule that the company has promised its customers. There was a 5-year wait between the release of SQL Server 2000 and SQL Server 2005. You see how I did the math there? And executives have promised that future releases will not take so long. Microsoft has said that the first CTP will come within 30 days, and more features will be added as the CTP progresses. Now for IT shops, perhaps the most important thing to note about the new release is that it will use a policy-based framework. According to SearchOneIT, that means admins can define a common set of policies for database operations versus managing by scripts. The company is also touting improvements to performance by adding a resource governor that lets a database admin optimize system performance. For example, if there are multiple applications running, the resource governor can determine what resources to apply for a particular instance. In other news, eWeek reports this week that while disaster recovery should be a chief concern for most IT shops, several companies are risking serious downtime and financial loss due to untested disaster recovery systems. A survey of more than 500 senior IT pros showed that 89% test their disaster recovery or failure systems only once a year, or maybe even not at all. Let me just repeat that, 89%. Now this of course leaves their enterprises vulnerable to massive technology and business failures in the event of a disaster. In addition, eWeek reports that 70% of respondents said it would take at least 4 hours for their servers to recover completely from failure, including restored software, configuration, and network and storage connectivity. To take it one step further, more than 50% of those polled estimated that it would take several days to bring their systems back up to full capacity. Okay, so the question is why? With so much riding on business continuity and disaster recovery, why would companies go through the trouble of instituting a plan and not test it? Is it just laziness? Well, this question I pose to you. Post a comment on the blog for this podcast and share your thoughts, and maybe we can get to the bottom of this. And we'll finish this week with a report out of Silicon.com, which states that IT pros may be more and more likely to be doing something other than work while they're at work. It appears IT pros have become more likely to listen to music or podcasts at their workstations. Survey results showed that when asked whether IT staff listen to music or podcasts through headphones at their desks, 53% of respondents told Silicon.com that they not only tune in, but are apparently not breaking company rules by doing so. Silicon reports that such relaxed working conditions are not enjoyed by all IT staff, however, as 18% of poll respondents said people in the IT department don't listen to podcasts or music on the job at all. And although 16% said techies do enjoy a spot of recreational listening at work, this behavior is frowned upon by management. Meanwhile, on the complete other end of the spectrum, 13% not only choose to crank up the sound as they work through help desk logs, but also blast it out over speakers so the rest of the office has to listen too. So yet another question, does this type of behavior have a negative effect on work productivity? Do you agree or disagree with engaging in this type of entertainment while at work? Sound off on our blog page and let us know. I would like to note, however, for those of you currently listening to this podcast while at work, thanks for the support and God bless. Well, that's it for this week. I'll be back next week with more news from the world of Windows, including some thoughts on what you guys had to say about today's podcast. Until then, be sure to check out SearchWinIT.com throughout the week for all the latest Windows news and expert advice. I'm Brennan Knoyer. Thanks for listening.